Good morning, everybody. Let's see if this works. All right, I think we're rolling. Yeah. Hi. Are we rolling? Nice. Kodiak Bear, Veggie Bear, Barrel Bear. Hello, everybody. Is this working properly? I'm going off my phone's internet. Let's see if this works. It looks like it's just looks like it's not working very well on my end, but that could just be my end. How is it? Do we have the Wheel of Insanity or is it working? Because I can try something else. Spotty internet, but mostly working. It's a little grainy, lower bit rate. All right, let me give that a shot. Let's drop the bit rate, boys. Choppy? Hi, everybody. It's working? Should I just start talking? Mic check. Looking a little furry. Well, my hair? Yeah, I got to get a wicked haircut. Hello, everybody. Hello. Oh, and you look like you should be at a country club. This is my backyard, yo. It's very green. Morning. Well, the cool thing, it's blurry. Well, the magical thing is that this is all going off my phone. I didn't even know how to do this before, where you make a hotspot. Let me cancel everything on my phone to give it the most amount of juice. Because I'm at my new house, and we don't have internet. Blow real hard in the mic. I can tell you if it's working. Sounds a little gay, Rowdy Dowdy. Your name's Rowdy Dowdy. I'm not blowing on anything, buddy. You're going LTE? Yeah, I have to. I don't have any internet here yet. Oh, yeah. Video output low. We'll figure this out. We'll figure this out, guys. We'll drop the bit rate way low. Is it bad? I feel like it's fine. All right, cool. Everything's working great for me. LTE is trans. You guys move in? We don't have any stuff yet, but we're here. We're sleeping on mattresses. It's actually a blast. Like last night, we just put our two mattresses together in our main room, and me, Amy, and Walter all slept in the same room while we could hear all these fireworks going off. And so me and Amy couldn't stop laughing that we're playing Warzone. We're pretending like we're in a war zone. But we didn't say it to Wally. We didn't want to get him bummed out. But real quick, the Jews want you to drop the big rate. The bit rate? I know, Quebec Bear. I know, trust me. This is just the cutest shit. Sorry, guys. Sorry for geeking, like, dad geeking out. But just watch my little boy. This is what we did yesterday for like an hour. So eventually, Amy just started taping it because she couldn't stop laughing that the dogs were following us. But my son loves the song Tequila. And he calls it Tuta. He goes, Tuta. And he's fast. Like, he's legitimately a fast kid. And he goes, Tuta, fast. And so that means I chase him in a circle. And one of the reasons we got this house, I'm not joking, guys, is because just like our last house, it has an ability to run in circles. And we knew that Walter would just freak out about it. Like, he would just love going Tuta. So check this out. This is what we did yesterday for, like, all of 4th of July. Look at little Sophie. He's just squealing with laughter. It's hilarious. He just can't get enough Tuta. You hear at the very end, he goes, more Tuta. Because we do that a few times, and then I'd sit down, and he'd just come over and go, more Tuta, please. And I'd be like, oh, that's so cute. All right, I'm raising the bit rate a little. I think that our stream looks healthy, because the Jews want us to lower the bit rate. That's like part of their master plan. Yeah, good morning, everybody. Oh, look at that. We're rocking. We already have 400 people, and like it's going off my phone. This is hilarious. Note to self, get a house where you can run in circles. Yeah, it's true. Oh, and hit the below for... thanks, Kodiak Bear. Thanks for plugging that. I'll read some of those in a second, too. But I want to talk about some more stuff. All right, first up, Daily Wire did an awesome chat for 4th of July vibes with Jordan Peterson. And they made this one point. Jordan Peterson made this one point that I thought was so fascinating. He was like, yeah, big corporations can end up being really inefficient and silly, just like big governments. And he was like, what's the common denominator? Big is bad. Like, the bigger the organization, the more corruptible it is. And I thought that was fascinating. I wrote that down to share that with you guys. It's the size. It's just like there's this book called Scale that I read a while ago. It's called Scale. And it basically talked about why certain organisms are the size and range of size they are, and then also why certain cities are the size they are, and why certain organizations and institutions are the size they are. And there's literally a tipping point where when you get too big, you can no longer be efficient at all. And I think it's obvious that our government is way, way, way past that point. And so Starbucks, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like Starbucks is now so big and so successful and so massive and so heavy that it's so susceptible to these social justice warrior attacks. Like now, after doing all that bias training, Starbucks, for nothing, for not letting two non-customers piss and shit in their bathroom. That's what it was about. And they won't release any like tape or it's all nonsense. Anyway, so the social justice warriors are now making them do more. They're like, yeah, that's not enough. You're not sorry enough. You're not racist enough. And so they're just going to bleed them dry. It's like if a human being was 20 feet tall, it's like our heart wouldn't pump the blood properly and we would just fall apart. And it's like that with a lot of stuff. That's why Germany has always had such a great economy. Well, at least since Helmut, whatever that dude's name was. Because their average business is between 50 and 100 people, and it's highly specialized. And that is just like the special ops of business. 50 to 100 employees, highly specialized. When you get into these massive companies, you can see that they can just get bled, whether it's by the state with antitrust laws or whatever. Wilhelm, yeah, that guy was awesome. And obviously, Angela Merkel is running the country into the ground because she's incapable of saying no to things. Although there's this powerful video of Angela Merkel. There's this refugee girl who's the type of immigrant that you would want in your country. She's like 12 and she really wants to stay in Germany. And Angela Merkel was like, no, but so this is the way government works. You can't always stay here. And she was crying. So Angela Merkel can say no to like one person, but not 5 million men. Very weird. Someone just asked if I watched Shapiro. Yeah, and I also checked out this QAnon. I'm going to talk about that a little too. I don't know a ton about that yet, but enough of you guys asked me to watch it, so I clearly did. So we'll talk about that too. QAnon, yeah. What else I want to talk about? Oh yeah, Shapiro with Bill Maher. I didn't quite understand. Because I've been watching some, Coffee with Scott Adams. I think he's a pretty fascinating guy. But he's all about persuasion and not really about what is true or false. His whole thing is that facts don't matter, where it's about persuasion. And I find that very, very interesting as well. To see just some of... He breaks down a lot of Trump's tweets and what Trump does really, really well. Because Trump, his pastor, I believe, was a big influence on Scott Adams as well. And I think that whole positive thinking and the big push towards positivity and, you know, hyperbole and going big with stuff. I think Scott Adams understood that so well early on that he predicted that Trump would win and became a pariah. And so as a pariah myself, I have a lot of pariah pride. And so I've been listening to a lot of Scott Adams. In fact, I think Scott Adams may have potentially watch some of my videos. I have no idea, but he almost word for worded my example of the left wanting candy. It could just be a coincidence, but I would, and I'm not doing this as a call out. I'd be honored if that guy watched that one video I did about the left isn't crazy. Because in one of his videos, it was almost word for word about that they wanted more. It's the more candy metaphor. Anyway, doesn't pariah mean the untouchables? Yeah. I am an untouchable when it comes to certain groups in Hollywood. Yeah. But I take it as a compliment at this point. It's like being an untouchable in hell. Imagine if you're in hell and other demons are like, stay away from that guy. He's not one of us. That would be a compliment. Anyway, so Ben Shapiro on Bill Maher, he did a good job if he was trying to push, if he was trying to be persuasive, but he didn't, I didn't like what he did if he was just trying to be like, just say what he believed. Because he really threw Trump under the bus a lot. And I know that he does a lot. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Ben Shapiro. I listen to every one of his podcasts. I think that he's made some pretty massive errors when it comes to comedy and words. Like, his take on Roseanne I thought was really, really bad. But his good Trump, bad Trump has kind of bought him enough credibility where he's capable. He said he would vote for Trump in 2024 or 2020. But at the same time, he's horrified by a lot of what he does. And I think that that's silly at this point. I think seeing what Hillary and the deep state actually did and all the documents that have come out and just to know how viciously corrupt they all are. I mean, if they're not serial rapists, I mean, they have offshore accounts where they're just embezzling money. I don't think Trump's tweets are really a factor if you're looking at it from a morally objective point of view in any way. But what was I talking about? Yeah, I thought that he was kind of kissing Maher's ass a little bit. And Maher's crowd is so dumb. Like, to hear them, like, squeal and clap and laugh at what they laugh at and what they clap at. Like, Bill Maher has lost all credibility. The guy's pathetic. And if you want to see something hilarious, go to Not Norm. I think that's the YouTube channel where this dude just does all these compilations of Norm MacDonald, and one of them is just Norm MacDonald making fun of Bill Maher. And Norm MacDonald is talking to some journalist. That old guy. Do you guys remember his name? The old guy. He looks like Mr. Mackey from South Park. Larry King. And Larry King's saying something, and Bill Maher's like, "Yeah, well, Larry," because Norm MacDonald's Christian, right? And so he's sometimes he'll bring that up to people, and he's like, "You got a God shaped hole in your heart." He's like, "You gotta stop hanging out with that Bill Maher in hot tubs, just smoking weed all day." He's a goddamn sodomite. He didn't say that. That's just my my addition. Norm MacDonald can be very, very intellectually deep as fuck. There's this one clip I just saw. I was on a bender yesterday of Norm MacDonald because I did 7 hours of yard work where he was talking about God and science and just how he finds the scientific community pathetic at this point, even though he loves science. He's like, they're not even trying to answer any of the... He's like, I'm not going to give it any justice. You just have to watch it. It was, like, fairly mind-blowing. So anyway, I thought that Shapiro was kind of going for those big claps and big laughs from the crowd. And here's one thing that I've noticed amongst some of these guys that have gotten more live show fame. You see this with the intellectual dark web. Is I think when they see that energy and the power of the crowd and the acceptance of the crowd, it's a little intoxicating in the beginning. And I don't know. I don't want to judge Shapiro. He's smarter than I am. He's more accomplished than I am in a lot of fields. I have a great deal of respect for him. But at the same time, hey, buddy, want to come out and say hi? Can you open the door? Oh, you got to say hi to my little boy. Come here and say hi, bud. I think the branding of the intellectual dark web is borderline gay. Me too. Come here, buddy. Hi. What are some of the work? Wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Sea monster?
Sea monster.
Your last daddy was telling us about a sea monster with, what was the hair? Hair was green?
Green.
Was it grass?
Grass.
Green grass?
Green grass.
You're getting so good at talking, buddy. Did you, how's George? Now he's thinking about George and getting happy. What are you and Mama doing right now?
Sophie.
You love Sophie? What about Benny?
Benny.
What about Honey?
George.
George is the best. All right, what do that one thing? Hey. It's just that simple. And he loves that. He loves just that, you know? It's cool. It's kind of zen to go find your mama. Where's your mama? Where's your mama? It's kind of zen to have a kid when you realize how simple, like, joys can be. Like, his favorite thing is to stand at me and go, and he stares at me and goes, ah, and then we, like, build the anticipation. And then I just go, ah, and he goes, ah, and he freaks out. And it's that simple. You know, and I think like us as adults, I know that myself included, before I had Walter, and we're any minute about to have another one, which is pretty sweet, I thought that we needed a lot more than we actually do to be entertained. I'm starting to just be like, they're running errands, I think, right now. And I told my wife, I'm like, just get us more like balls, like big balls, little balls, bouncy balls. I'm like, well, there's so many games we can play with balls. And it's pretty magic. So anyway, I think that, so I think certain people can't, they change a little bit when there's a big booming crowd. And I find that a little gay. Because that's one thing you never have to worry about with me, ladies and gentlemen, is I've heard all the crowds. I've been a live performer for so long that is not, you know, I'm like a heroin addict that's done it for so long, it's like, I won't even feel it. I won't be chasing a dragon. All right, what else was I going to talk about? Yesterday when I was doing yard work, and by the way, I definitely need a tractor. I mowed the lawn, and it's like 3.5 acres of lawn. And I had to reclaim a bunch of stuff too, like really unkempt areas. And I'm like, I'm just going to do the lawn mower. This is going to be a baptism by fire. And man, I'm telling you, it was intense. So I think that a tractor might be necessary, and especially if I'm going to start growing crops. Here we go. Shapiro is just trying to improve his popularity at all costs. He wants to come in and take a free black dump at your mental Starbucks. That's hilarious. Yeah, I think he might want to run for president. I got that feeling when I was watching Mar, that he almost wants to get some of those independent votes, because it almost seemed like I was watching a politician and not a, I don't know, like a normal podcast guy, because his point of view got a little broader, you know, and Mar is such a fucking idiot, man. It was like, when he was like, all these indictments and blah, blah, blah. It's like, do you even fucking know anything? I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe the points he was trying to make. It was like Hillary Clinton's one of the most corrupt human beings who's ever set foot in Washington, D.C., and that's saying a lot. Like, her and her husband are literally murderers. All right, so anyway, I was cutting the grass, and I saw this tiny little mouse, and me and Amy couldn't stop laughing that we didn't know if it was a baby mouse or a midget mouse. Is there midget mouses? Midget mice? I wonder if there's ever, if I'm like, oh, a baby mouse, and it's just a full-grown midget mouse, and he's like, I'm not a baby. I'm not a baby, I'm a midget. Could have been a shrew. All right, I'll read some of the super chats and I'll come back. I got a lot more to talk about. Oh, real quick, just to give you guys a couple midget meese someone just wrote. So this is a very relaxing moment. See, across that little road there is also our property, and I'm trying to reclaim that because it's just right now, that would be a really good place to grow stuff. And a lot of people gave me shit for drinking Corona, but I don't know. Maybe the ads worked on me or something, but I find it extremely refreshing. It's an extremely refreshing beer. I mean, fuck it. I'm not even gonna pretend. I dig it. I dig Coronas. I do. What else we got here? The Amish, the Illuminamish. I found this one just to be funny. I always get my ads taken off YouTube. Pretty much, it's pretty much a guarantee. They'll be on for a bit, then they're off for a bit. The fact that they said that the Illuminamish wasn't an acceptable video to do to have ads makes me laugh so hard. I mean, Childish Gambino, that one like Black America shit or whatever, they show an execution in it, and that's fine. But just me talking about the Amish, which makes me realize that the Amish have a lot more control than they want us to believe. You know, they're trying to make everyone think it's the Jews that control the media, but it's obviously the Amish. You know, anytime you see a dude with a really big beard, you know, just know they're up to some shit. Okay, so Miss Universe. For the first time, a transgender woman will compete for Miss Universe. Trans woman crowned Miss Universe Spain 2018. Someone wrote, it's official. Men are better than women at literally everything, even being a woman. I called that, by the way. I said David Hogg was going to be Miss America. But, yeah, That's wild. The best miss is now a mister. Think about all of Spain, all the women in Spain, all of them that competed. And so a lot of these women work their whole lives for this. They're like pageant people, you know. they're always pageanting. They're trying to figure out the perfect way to do this with their hand. You know, they're like, hello, hola, mi amo Maria. And then some trans dude's like, hi, I'm a woman too. And they're like, oh, this is a joke, right? And everyone's like, not a joke. This is legit now. This is a classic image. Happy 4th of July, Lincoln with a gun on the back of a bear holding the Constitution. I found out my neighbor is awesome. My neighbor subscribes to my YouTube channel. I thought that was pretty amazing. He was like quoting my jokes and stuff. He was a cop, recently retired cop. Okay, he wanted to get away from people. And he's my neighbor. And yesterday he was like, yeah, man, if you hear any guns, we're just up here rocking. And I'm like, yes. Although I did do Tutah instead of hang out. But it's really, our neighbors are so cool. We feel incredibly safe here. Because our other neighbor had this big tractor. So Amy's grandfather, Jack. And old dudes know how to like make friends with other like old dudes with like interesting stuff. So Jack, who's 82, who's helped me move a couch and a bed yesterday, like he jumped in the back of a pickup truck and was like, all right. Like, just nothing's holding this guy back. Legend. One of the main reasons I wanted to live here is so my sons could know Jack. He's that cool of a dude. You know, him and Ross Perot did a documentary in Vietnam back in the day. He's just good, conservative, old grandfather. Awesome. You know, Amy's dad, her biological dad, was a bit of a piece of shit. Mexican. And, you know, now she has a really good white stepdad. Really good guy. But her family had a pretty rough go of it in her early childhood. You know, her mom was a single mom for maybe 5 years. And I give credit to Jack for why Amy doesn't have issues with dudes. Like, Amy's so well put together and doesn't have that, like, that missing dad thing that a lot of women with Mexican dads that left had. And it's because she had Jack in her life. And that's why extended family is so awesome. Because you can have a really good uncle, a really good grandfather, really good great uncle. You know, just somebody in your life that shows you that imprints on you what a good man should be like. And that way you don't have this weird tendency to date awful people, you know? Yeah. Because on paper, it's like Amy had a boyfriend for like 7 years and then me. That's not what I would expect for someone with a Mexican dad who like left her when she was young and was kind of a dick. And it's I owe it to the extended family, you know, imprinting long-term relationship skills. So old dudes with stuff. Like Jack was a sailor. He sailed to Hawaii and back. That's what him and his wife would always do. You know, up until they were like 80. Now they just like to hang more. Like not that long ago, they would sail to Hawaii and back on their little sailboat. And he's always in the Puget Sound, you know, crabbing and stuff. And so he knows how to do that thing where like he could go up to that other dude to talk about the other dude's tractor. And I'm not that good at it. I'm trying to get better at that, you know, because I don't play golf or anything and I don't have a tractor or a sailboat or anything. And a lot of these dudes, they just know how to instantly bond where they're like, oh, what do you got over there? And it's like, oh, she's a beaut, isn't she? Check out the starboard fucking thing or something. And I'm just standing there like, oh, who wants to talk about taking down leftism? And everyone's like, you know, and Amy's dad now. And has been her dad, like pretty much her whole life at this point. I'm just giving him shit. Really good at golf, so him and like other dudes can talk about golf. And for me, I'm like, so did you guys get a birdie or what? Or, did you miss the ball like a bunch of dickheads? Did you miss the balls? And so Jack's already made friends with all these people, and it's pretty great. And they used to have sheep here, and now the woman makes quilts. And they still farm. They brought over a fresh rhubarb pie. And then I got a fucking straight up law, like trained protector who loves me right there. Don't know about those people, but they're pretty far away. And over there, we have like a straight up like a farm. homeschool family. And, like, I'm pretty sure, like, everybody's Christian. Like, nobody's, like, God, there's no God, right, guys? And that feels really comfortable to me. It's weird. It's weird. I've nothing against, you know, anybody. But it just feels kind of, it's almost like a weight off your shoulders when you just know people kind of agree on the basics. Oh, Dimitri just said something funny. Free healthcare, free college, free helicopter rides. That's hilarious. So Sam Harris isn't my neighbor? No. No, Sam Harris is busy convincing people he doesn't have ears that look like this. This is from Maurice. Hey, O'Bear. Here's a new joke that I came up with. How many left-wing fanatics does it take to accuse the whole world of being racist? Only one, but unfortunately, there's a shit ton of them. Peace. That's funny. I like it, Maurice. Thank you. Thank you. Jeff. Hey, Big Bear, did you happen to watch the Shapiro on Real Time? Yeah, I got to that. Oh, and then the QAnon? I don't know what to think. I only watched two videos, and it's the type of thing, it's almost like how some people will come into this group crew and be like, what is this bear thing? And I watched one where it was there was like music over it, and they were talking about like the criminals have gotten power and they keep people divided. I think it's half accurate. And I'll tell you why. Because I do think that there are people with a lot of power and a lot of means who intentionally make it about us, like that we're the problem. You know, it's like black versus white, Christian against Jew against Muslim against whatever, men versus women, all this stuff. You know, they divide, they keep the population divided. That was mastered by the British. The British would do that with the colonies. They would find some shithole in Africa, and just to keep the people occupied, they would infuse money and resources into the second most powerful group just to keep them bitching at each other so that they could just keep taking like sugar cane or fucking rubber or whatever. So it's a thing. It's like we know that this is what people do with power, and it's obvious that people are doing that now. But the one thing I thought was a little off, and I have kind of this weird reaction to a certain way of talking that I think is they kept talking about how the criminals are the reason that there's war and that there's racism or there's division and all that stuff. And I'm always apprehensive of people that say, like, the criminals are why it's bad, or the racists. You know, the left says racist. When I was a kid, it was sinners. I used to find that hypocritical of church people to say, well, you're a sinner. Not in, like, the way that it means. Like, we're all sinners, you know. Love the sinner, hate the sin type thing. Like not in the right way of thinking about it, but in the there's good people and there's bad people. Like the bad people, the sinners. That implies that you're not a sinner, or that you're not, that you don't have tribal tendencies, or that you couldn't be a criminal. I believe we could all be criminals. That was one thing that really drew me to Jordan Peterson early on, was that he did some soul searching and realized that he could have been a Nazi. He could have been a brown shirt. He could have been one of Stalin's gulag commandants. I don't know what they're called. But until you realize that you have it in you to be evil, you can't be good. And I think that the fight is always internal. And I think that it's a way to take the onus of responsibility off the individual and put it outward is not good. However, I think the QAnon thing is cool. I don't know what to make of it. I don't really know enough of it to have a nuanced opinion. But from what I gather, it's somebody who works in the state on some level is revealing stuff online. I just don't know what their track record is. I saw that they were wrong about Hillary Clinton being arrested in 2017. That was coming at any time. And I'm a big track record guy. And I also typically like to know where information's coming from. I'm not one of these, according to sources, that's what NBC and CBS or CNN do all the time. According to sources, it's like, who, what? You can't just say that. But if there really is a massive sealed indictment thing, I don't really understand what that was, but about all these sexual predators or child predators, that would be amazing. And I think that Donald Trump is an enemy to pedophiles, which is awesome, because there's a lot of them in the deep state, that's for sure.
But I just don't know who this QAnon human being is and what it means. And I just get a little apprehensive when people have a blanket statement of who is the problem. And it's not the battle between, you know, good and evil is internal. It's the line between good and evil splits a man's heart and goes all the way to hell. I prefer to live that way because it allows me to have a sense of control. Not that I can control anything out there, but that, you know, I can ask myself, should I be doing this? Like, how can I be better? And I fight that all the time. I bonded with Steven Crowder about that a lot. You know, he was talking about how he'd be in church group and people would say stuff like, you know, because they would talk about what sins they're battling or like what issues they've had. And some people would be like, you know, my biggest problem is I just want to give too much. And Crowder would be like, I'm a dude who like is drawn to pornography. Like, is no one going to admit that? And until you can admit that, like, he doesn't watch pornography. But the reason is because he could admit he has that in him. And I was like, exactly. Like, growing up, I would see these people be so full of shit in church groups and stuff. Because I would have Sunday school. And to see, like, so the way some of the parents would talk, I was like, you're a bunch of fucking liars. Like, I know what you guys do. I know. And I'm like 8. I'm like, I know. And I'm not saying you have to reveal everything to everybody, but don't act like, you know, the holier-than-thou shit is now like what you see on the left, I have also seen in Christian groups. And now that Christianity doesn't seem to have as much power as it did when I was a kid, you really see the beauty of it. And it allowed me to regain my faith. Because I was always a Christian, I'm starting to realize. Because when you're raised that way, there's something that happens, I think, when you're raised as a kid, you know, going to church and having your parents sincerely believe in God, it allows, it just kind of is there for life. It can just be like twisted and stuff. And I think what allowed me to have a healthier version of it as an adult is to see the power kind of be taken from them, and the ones who remained seemed a lot more honorable and a lot more what I wanted my kids to know. Not like this this dead weight. You know, and it happened with comedy. One of the biggest problems with comedy is it got too big. It got too successful. People saw the power in it. You know, comedians, when I first wanted to be a comedian, it wasn't about getting that Netflix special or getting like all this money. It was about telling the truth in a funny way, in a dungeon, like in a dark cellar somewhere, where people are drinking and anonymously laughing and relieving the stress of life. And I think people saw just how powerful comedy is to, if people like you and people like funny people, you can push the narrative stronger than any CNN or any of this propaganda shit. And so they, and the amount of money people could make in comedy really changed it so that it attracted all these psychopaths and all these opportunists and all these Aziz Ansari types who was a marketing major in college. I bet he doesn't even give a shit about comedy. He learned marketing. He learned branding. Oh, God, I hate when, if anyone ever says anything about their brand, I just immediately am like, fuck you. It's been so disappointing. This intellectual dark web thing is so disappointing because most of those people are like some of my heroes, you know, and just to see them just become so gay with this thing where they're like, our brand, fuck you, your fucking brand. Why don't you just crush a room, asshole? Why don't you become exhausted from crushing? And then we'll talk about your fucking brand. A middle act asked me that once years and years and years ago. They were older than me. I was like 27, 26. I'm headlining a comedy club. And this maybe 35, 36-year-old guy was like, hey, man, I've been featuring a long time. Like, how do you become a headliner? And I remember I didn't even have to think about it. I just was like, I never wondered that. I always wondered, how do I crush? Like, you fucking crush so hard that it hurts people. And then it's undeniable. Someone gave me that advice. Anthony Clark told me that. He was on Yes, Dear on CBS and Boston Common. Good guy. Kind of lost his mind, but it's all good. Haven't we all? He said that you just be undeniable. Just be so funny that people have to fucking pay attention to you. Brad Ernst said that too. He was like, if you run a 4.140, you'll be drafted. So just run. And that's good advice. Now I don't believe that to be true. I think that comedy's become so not a meritocracy that they've just accepted complete garbage. Like, watch some of these Netflix specials that are coming out. This one Australian bitch is like this lesbian who looks like a pear. And she's like, I'm not here to tell jokes. I'm here to be brave or some shit. And everyone's just, yes. I'm like, oh, so now comedy doesn't fucking matter. She's like, I used to demean myself, but not anymore. So it's been completely hijacked. So that's what I think about the QAnon. I don't know enough about it. Because I know a lot of people that are cool, that really like, that are very inspired by it. So I'm going in with a real open mind. But I just don't like when people like say that all our bad things are coming from one group and we just have to get rid of that group. And I don't know who this person is, and I really need them to be more consistent. I like the message. I like the fact that they're against child predation. I mean, that alone will make me your friend. I'll be your friend if you're just against... speaking of friends, I kind of want to have like a party or something in the Pacific Northwest and just like hang out with a bunch of you guys. I don't have any fucking friends here. That's straight up. I mean, I'm digging it. I'm kind of a hermit in a lot of ways. I miss my brother tremendously. You know, I'm not the most social person, which is kind of funny given my profession. But I would love to just like... Amy said I can't have it here because she likes the fact that people don't really know where we live. And she normally isn't like that. It's just we've been down some real hellish roads with that, just threats. You know, back several months ago, we were getting way more threats than I was even telling you guys, just about just some heinous things. So feeling safe and having people not know where we live is pretty great. But I'd love to hang out with you guys. Because I'm so fucking autistic that I'm the type that I'm like, oh no, they're all my friends. I will invite them from the internet. And Amy's like, you don't know all of them. I'm like, I assume they are good. She's like, eh. Let me read some more of these super chats. Oh, also real quick, 4th of July, worst day on Earth for dogs and vets. Our dogs were just like spiraling. George didn't care though. George thought they were funny, but Sophie was spiraling. She was just shaking. I don't know why they instinctively hate fireworks so much. Like, what in nature represents a big boom? Because Amy was saying thunder, and I'm like, yeah, but in a dog's natural environment, like a wolf or a coyote, when a thunder goes off, it's not like statistically they're going to be struck by lightning. Like, that never happens. They should be more scared of the shit that they're like, the fact they eat each other's shit. Like, I'm sure that that's killed more dogs than fucking lightning. All right. I'll read some more super chats. And then I'll check out the PayPal too. 1920 women got the right to vote. Immediately after that, promotion of alcohol happened. Prohibition. 9 years later, the Great Depression happened. I know. I just think you have to be a landowner or married. I don't want it to sound sexist how I view voting, because I really have no problem with women voting. It's just a certain type of woman and a certain type of man, to be honest with you. I think that if you receive welfare, you shouldn't be able to vote, because it's if you have three people, two guys can vote to take the third guy's shit. That's no good. So you got to have everyone have something. You don't have to be wealthy. Just own something. Kiwi Bear, thank you again for everything. Oh, I'm glad you're feeling better. Hopefully you're feeling better, Kiwi Bear. Much love to our Kiwi Bear. Oh, and that's another thing. Thanks to you guys being awesome and consistent in the fact that I'm kind of stabilized. I've been able to... Because I really believe in giving away 10% of my income. I just think that that's... Because I really don't want a welfare state, and I have to live it. I can't just say it. So we've been able to help some people this past couple weeks. Some people that were in some real dark spots. So I guess you feel good about that. Some of that shit came from your super chats. I think that, you know, that social network... For me, it's now my thing is I never will with complete strangers. It has to be people that I at least kind of know. Because I've gotten burned by some bears. Some bad bears. There's been so few bad bears that it's almost statistically fucking insane how few bad bears there were. I think there's been like four total. But yeah, I think 10% is a good move. Because that way you establish the social fabric and we've all been there. I've been in darkness. I've been fucked. Yeah, I think that we have to live that in order to really criticize the welfare state. Oh, speaking of hating the welfare state, I'm doing Molyneux tomorrow, which is awesome. They were like, him and Mike were emailing me about what time I'm available, and they were like, well, Saturday or Friday. But I'm like, dude, I'm available all the time. My wife's about to give birth, so I'm in a holding pattern. I'm not on the road. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I was going to fly down and do Theo Von's podcast. I still like Theo. I don't really give a fuck what he said. I mean, he's kind of accurate in certain ways. I'm not even going to risk that, just a day trip. I'm just here, hanging, doing yard work. Kikia. Trump is instinctual. Logical people like Ben can't understand him and think his leaps of logic don't make sense. Ben has to follow an ABC line, not A to Z. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, when it's the instinct moves versus Ben is extremely logical. And I'm a huge fan. I feel like I'm a big enough fan of Ben Shapiro where I can be critical of him. And it isn't like a personal attack. You know, I think he's very consistent. Good shit. Shapiro is just trying to improve his... Oh, I read that one. Hi, Big Bear. Here's some honey from your favorite... Where I missed it. Here's some honey from your favorite fusion band. Please check out some of our tunes by looking for Israeli Jazz by Marbin. We love you. All right, let me screenshot that so I remember. Fusion always makes me feel frantic. Is it like Bitches Brew type thing? Miles Davis did an album called Bitches Brew. And I love Miles. Miles, Kinda Blue is one of the best. If you don't like jazz, and it's understandable if you don't like jazz, it's a little frantic sometimes. But listen to Kinda Blue. It's just gorgeous. Miles Davis, Kinda Blue is the whole album. Listen to Flamingo Sketches. It's a rainy day. It's beautiful. But then he came out with this album called Bitches Brew that literally sounds to me like noise. I don't know. I'll definitely check you out, though. Israeli Jazz by Marbin. Marbin's a funny name. It's almost like Marvin, but with a B. Hey, Jay. Sam Harris podcast was talking about his upcoming event with Jordan Peterson. He's telling people don't buy tickets because the venues are huge. If that doesn't sum up the atheist argument perfectly, I don't know what does. I don't know what that means. He's telling people don't buy tickets because the venues are huge. Why not buy tickets? That doesn't... I can't even internalize what you're saying because I don't even understand what he's trying to say. I'm going to go up to the chat. What does that mean? Anybody in the chat know what that means? Don't buy tickets because the venues are huge? Owen said he wanted... I don't know what that means. I don't either. Huh. I mean, Harris is annoying. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Owen, I just had something else to tell you guys. It had nothing to do with Harris, though. Maybe they're expecting ticket prices to drop? I don't know. He's telling people don't worry about important things until the last minute. Oh, that's what it is. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Jordan Peterson was probably being sarcastic. It wasn't Peterson. It was Sam Harris. Huh. I'm like really fascinated by this now. Oh, here's something interesting about Miles Davis. If you want to talk about when stand-up comedy was cool as shit, Jay Leno used to open for Miles Davis at, like, strip clubs because they couldn't find any other venues. I mean, talk about cool, right? That's just the coolest shit ever. Imagine being a comic opening for a jazz legend. And when I say it's strip clubs, I'm not talking there aren't, like, naked women on the stage. It was just kind of like the only places that would book them because they were run by the mafia, and the mafia only cared about money And so they would book them in these weird places. Because you have to understand also is there was some tensions places. We're talking about the late 50s, early 60s. There was still some tension with certain shit, you know. Have you followed the Mexican election? No, that's not. Let me guess, they just shoot guns in the air and fucking 130 to 150 political death politicians in 1.5 years. Better get that wall done soon. Cheers. That's from Tommy. Yeah, Jeff says, saw your Dave Smith interview. It was awesome. Thank you. Yeah, Smith's great. I love that dude. We've developed such a cool friendship. But yeah, Mexican election? That sounds, I couldn't get a bone. What's up, dudes? At what point did this stream go down? Because my phone died. And I forgot that my phone is the entire operation here. We're back in business. My phone died, and my phone is the root of my internet right now. So at what point, what was I rambling about? Does anyone know what I was rambling about? I had boner? I don't know. That's what was I talking about? 50-40? I don't know what that means. Oh, the Mexican elections? Boners. What was I talking about with boners? Oh, Mexican erections. Right on. Copy that. Oh, that was a while ago. How long ago are we talking? So I wasn't talking about, had I talked about, agencies yet? What the fuck? Settings. Yeah, man, we missed a good section. Someone was talking about, someone super chatted me about James Woods getting dropped by his agent. Did I not talk about that yet? Oh man, I was just talking to myself for like a while. That's wild. Well, it's good that we already have 200 peeps. We were cooking with gas though earlier. We broke four digits. Let's see you do that, Shapiro. Just kidding. Man, that was a good conversation. Stream complete. Why the fuck isn't this working? I'm gonna lower the bit rate a ton. No, my internet is going off my phone, guys. That's why it's so shitty. It's because I haven't gotten my internet yet. I didn't think I was going to be moving in this early. I think we're good, right? That's better. You need more Anytime LTE minutes. Blow the dust off and hit power button. Your phone connection is playing up. That's weird. Talking to nobody. Dude, I was just talking to nobody for like 10 straight minutes. All right, we're good. Now I'm paranoid because it had the green bar the whole time. That's why I wasn't even checking. There is no modem. This is off my phone. It's good now. All right. So we're talking about agencies. Man, that was a good run we had too. Shit. Because someone asked me about James Woods. Talking to himself for 10 minutes. Yeah, I was. I was talking to myself for a good 10 minutes, guys. Let me try and increase the bit rate a little. I hate shitty output. So it super chatted that that James Woods lost his agent on the 4th of July. And I was talking about how there's only 5 agencies now. There used to be a ton. Like back in the day, you could get that agent that would like work hard for you and shit. You know? And then now it's just CAA, WME, ICM, Gersh, William Morris, and one more, I think. I think this dropped again. Now I'm like paranoid. I don't even know if I can do this now. Being a bitch either. It's like I'm just gonna keep checking to see if this is working because it's crazy how long I didn't realize that. Now we'll get through this. Hey teacher, leave us kids alone. Right, I'm gonna try Google Chrome. Maybe that'll help. Should I restart my computer? Is that probably the move? Now I can't even open fucking YouTube. Yo, is this working? All right, are we working? All right, sweet. Let me read some of these Feed the Bears. Get back on track. I think that whole riff, I was just talking about my experience with agencies and all that shit. I just have to accept that that's all gone. I can't, like, go back and is it gone again? No, it's not gone. There's no way. How is this fucking gone? Do you think if I bring my phone closer, it'll work better? Try doing the stream up on your balcony again. Well, it's all about lights. Like there's no lights inside. If you could wait till November for this fire played, fly over there and do it. Maybe show a pic with what you're looking for, stonemason. Oh, sick. Just reboot everything. I did. Is it good? Owen is not on Wi-Fi. No, I'm using my phone. I've established that. You're back now. It's working. All right, good. No, we'll get through this. We've gotten through way crazier shit than this. This is nothing. No, it's fine now. Great. Great, we're fine. We're all good. I just bummed because I was saying some really fucking cool shit a second ago. Now it's gone. I just lowered the bitrate so low that if this blanks out at this point, I mean, I could draw a picture. I could draw pictures for you guys. Activity. All right, let's see what you guys are writing me. Yeah, how there was like, there's been a, the guy who started CAA... The guy who started CAA was a fan of mine, and we sold a show to ABC together, so I got to see an inside look into the history of agencies and how agents aren't even necessary anymore. I can't read the chat because you guys keep saying it's gone again, it's fine, it's fine, it's gone again, it's working, it's gone, it's fine, it's fine. This sucks. It's back. Why did it go away again? fuck. I that's why I can't read the chat, because there's too many people just fuck. Like, I'm not even mad at the people doing it. It would probably be funny. It'd probably be funny to just fuck with somebody if I was a shitty person. You know, and so people in there, you know, you guys sometimes will say, like, you were gone for 30 seconds. Put chat in slow mode on. That doesn't work, though. Just saw the monument as your penis. Me and my coworkers were your pubes about 2 months ago. If you could, I don't know what that means. Just saw the monument as your penis. Sudden movements more equals more bandwidth. Hold still, says Richie Bear. Interesting. It's all about holding still. Well, thanks for sticking with me, guys. I know that this isn't the easiest thing in the world. I'm going to read some of these PayPals. Hey, Big Bear. I'm a pretty young bear, but a huge fan of yours. You don't have to read this whole thing if you don't think you have the time. But, buddy, we have the time today. We're going to figure out. Oh, the Washington Monument. I get it. Oh, James Woods. And I also, Jay sent me one, too. Do I think that they should arrest panhandlers? No, I don't. I just don't think they should encourage them. Like what Seattle's doing. But panhandling, you can't just arrest panhandlers, but you also can't subsidize them. I was talking about how Delev could be an agent. How, at this point, if you're just really organized and you make all your right calls and you keep your folders of your folders, agents, like back in the day, agents made sense because there was no access to each other. Before the internet, you know, you needed a guy that knew the head of CBS. Because they probably had rape excursions together and stuff. So there'd be an agent that'd be like, come here, man. Come here, see, I'll make you a star. And he'd be like, I got the numbers to everybody around town. And the people around town, they didn't know how to get to talent because there was no internet. They didn't go into clubs. Like the president of Paramount doesn't go into a comedy club. They need a guy to go do their headhunting for them. And so then you'd have this agent. I'd be like, come here, son. And so, but now with the internet, there's no need for agents at all. None. And so you're seeing the death rattle of it. That's why agencies are becoming political entities, because there's no need for them anymore. And I had seen the inside of all of it, working with the guy who started CAA and knowing how something that huge happens. And it's so big now, it doesn't really work, you know? Small agencies, boutique agencies, used to really believe in someone. They'd be like, we believe in this guy, so we're going to work hard. And the talent could make an agent's career, just like an agent could make an actor or a comedian's career. But now that's not the case at all. When someone's rising, like let's say in my case, like when Adam Sandler started putting me in movies and was swearing by me and saying, like, this is my guy, CAA just signed me, you know, they'd be like, come here, see? We'll make a star out of you. And they didn't do shit. It was just Sandler putting me in stuff. And then they would be like, you do all the acting and we'll do all the rest. I was also talking about how if you're on 17 watching, that's mildly depressing. Hope others are watching elsewhere. I find that incredible. We had 1,100 the whole time, and then we just lost the stream 3 times and we still have that many people. You got to, Jazz Chicken, you got to start being a little more optimistic. We just lost the stream for 30 minutes, and we have that many people that are still hanging. That's fucking crazy. Just saw Owen in Staten Island Summer. It was hilarious. It's on Netflix. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I was the health inspector. It was like, this pool is full of urine. Make panhandlers rent cages. City gets percentage of the take. That's hilarious. We lost dead weight. That's right, Delev. That's exactly right. Talk about losing stream equal immediate stream cutout. Careful, Big Bear. The good ones stick around. I don't have work today, says Bedrosian. That's Harry Bear. All right, let me read these. Unfortunately, I think we just lost the agent talk. Because I was talking to myself for 20 straight minutes, apparently. Who cares? Fuck it. All right, that's from Kevin. So I'm going to read this, buddy. I just wanted you to know that seeing you with Amy and Walter means the world to me. It pulls at my heartstrings and makes me smile every time you talk about your family and share with us. Like I said, I'm young, but since I was much younger, I thought I never wanted to have kids because of genetic issues that run in my family that I might eventually develop and or pass on to my kids, and also issues with myself and my own family that I had growing up. Buddy, we all have issues. I have too big of a penis, And I know that's genetic. And I think I'm just going to be cursing my future lineage with that. Like, everybody's just going to make fun of them. Like, oh, look at Owen's kids with the big wieners. And I'm like, you shut up. It's not our fault. Agents drop him. Yeah, let me finish reading this, by the way. I've recently had the epiphany of how deeply I want to have a good family like you have. And you truly inspire me to not only continue to be a better person for myself, but for my future wife and children. I'm a millennial that grew up in the soy fields of one of the most liberal cities in the nation, but you and your family are a reminder to me of just how beautiful life can be and what I can accomplish. Thank you again, Big Bear. Keep up the good work. P.S. Did you decide on the name of your kid? By the way, thank you for that email or that letter. That means the world to me. I love that. That's one reason why I share my family with you guys, is because not too much, not in an exploitative way. I don't even know if that would be possible given my personality. I don't think a lot of young dudes understand what they're missing. Same with young women, where they're given this image of family that is so wrong and so distorted and so bleak that, like, just, and I'm not even editing it. Like, I'm showing you exactly what you'd be missing if you didn't have a family. And I think a lot of people can bitch about how the world's going, but they don't have any solutions. The solution's family. The solution's commitment to family. And from there, you just go from there. And I think a lot of people are taking the devil's offer of just seeing empowerment and work and abortions and fucking spite and envy. And you're missing a whole life. You know, you got one life to live. Unless you're a Hindu, then you have a ton. And also, if you don't have a family, that's fine too. Or if your kids are grown, it's all good. I'm just offering a perspective. That's all I'm doing. Because some people are like, yeah, I never had kids. Does that mean that I didn't live a life? And I'm like, no, of course not. That comes from people being insecure about their own life choices. I'm not saying that. There's a million things that I'll never experience. You know, I'm just given, there is an active campaign to make families look bad. If that was the case for other shit, I would fight against that as well. But it's misrepresenting the reality of it. And so as a family man, with my life being depicted in media as not realistic and bleak, it's just not fucking true. And kids are amazing. Oh, and yeah, we have a name. We're going to name him Charlie. Charles William, because that's both of our grandfather's middle names. We just figured that was the move. Respect. Hey, Big Bear, I'm also a big fan of Shapiro, but my biggest complaint with him is he advertises for Amazon Alexa, and I think Google Home too. I'm completely against those, and I think it's a terrible idea for people to voluntarily wiretap their homes, so I'm discouraged he does ads for them. But I get it, and no, I'm clearly, it's nearly impossible for Jews to turn down money. That is true. It's genetic. I've yet to try out on stage, but I have an idea for a joke about Alexa and Google Homes, that now getting in trouble for things you say in the privacy of your own home is for everyone, not just old rich white guys who own the NBA, an old NBA team. They're getting blackmailed by their mistress from Dakota Bear. That's real funny. That's a funny thing. Yeah, that's why I don't do ads. And I'm not judging people who do ads. I just don't want to be... That's why it's awesome that you guys do the PayPals and Super Chats and shit, because it allows me to turn down real money. Which, when you're moving and, you know, have a bunch of bills, it can hurt a bit. But not really. Because you can make a lot of fucking money with these ads. But I think that you're right. It ties you in a weird way to some of these places. I would potentially do ads for my friends that had small businesses. That's about it. I would not go. I find giant corporations, I'm not like anti-giant corporation. Like, I'm not one of these like lefty fucks. Like, I know that I'm a big fan of a lot of these. I love big business. My opinion is not about envy remotely, or that I don't like capitalism or any of that. It's the opposite. It's I think when it gets too big, they start operating like the government, and they start fusing with the government. And you see that. That's why the head of most of these giant companies are all leftist socialists, because they get to a point where the government would break them up. You know, they'd have antitrust laws and what and shit if they don't play ball. And I don't want to be a part of those people. Even though I respect Amazon and Apple. I respect like what they've accomplished and what, you know, I just bought a big deer net off Amazon, you know, just an 8-foot, like, ton, like 300 feet of deer fence so that I can have some gardening. But at the same time, I don't want this to be tied to any of that shit. And I think it does slowly change the course of your podcast. I saw that happen to me when I used to take ads for Why Didn't They Laugh. By the way, subscribe to Why Didn't They Laugh. It's this audio. It has way more listeners than we have watchers, which, is it because I'm ugly? I'm just kidding. You know, I used to take any ad. Because those ads, you can get $3,000-$5,000 to read something one time. It's fucking crazy. But then you start realizing that, you know, then the people who sell the ads will just, like, start being like, hey, can you not say this? And then you're like, oh, yeah, no problem. And you don't even see it happening. And I don't trust myself. That's why I don't do 30 shots when I'm on the road. Because I trust myself with, like, 4, 5, 6 beers. 30 shots? I may kill a man. All right. Pinder, Owen, being white and getting labeled a racist is like a participation trophy. Everyone gets one just for showing up. Hilarious. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything anymore. Like, being called racist, it doesn't mean shit. What does it mean? It's so funny how many times I'm called a racist, but no one ever quotes me. You ever notice that? It's always, Owen Benjamin's a racist. Well, what did he say? He is. Trust us. It's straight out of when I was a kid with the church, calling people sinners. It's a sinner. What'd they do? Bad things. It's like, well, how about you quote me? How about you quote, what did I say? And if you say it's because I called Justin Trudeau a nigger, say it out loud. I want that. That's free comedy advertising. That's free comedy advertising. Tell everybody how hilarious I am. The dude's not black. I'm going to lower the bitrate again. I got a little greedy. I raised it. I didn't like the picture quality. Owner is a racist for playing Paperboy. Sinners froze the stream. Is it? All right, I'm lowering it again. My bitrate was wet. I got greedy, guys. That was on me. I got a little greedy. I raised the bitrate again. Because I'm going to have to re-upload this stream. Yeah, there's no Wi-Fi signal. It's off my phone. Stream resumed. Sweet. Are we going? Talk to me. Joshua says, you need better internet, Big Bear. I'll say it one more time. I know some people have joined in the mid. I get it. I'll just say it every 10 minutes. It's streaming off my phone, off a hotspot, because I don't have internet yet for my house. Okay. So hopefully we've established that. Does everyone know that? Are we good? We're good. I didn't lose any super chats. They're here. I'll read them, though, just to make sure that they don't lose. Make Panhandler art. Barity idea. Afro man's because I get high, because I went left. I was going to get a job, but then I went left. I was going to start a family, but then I went left. That's hilarious. I was going to get a job, but I went left. I was going to get my own insurance, but I went left. I was going to be monogamous and have some kids, but I went left. But I went left. But I went left. Na 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 na. That's really funny. Read PayPal. I will, Pinder. I'm just in case this goes down, I want to make sure I get the stats. Oh, and by the way, this isn't permanent. This is just today. I want to make sure that I do the streams every day at the same time. I'm going to get crazy fast internet, like faster than I had in Saranac Lake. And Artlink's coming up Saturday to help design or help set up the studio. I talked to some, fuck. Stream coming, you son of a bitch. We're still going, right? I screenshotted the fucking super chats, by the way, so we won't lose them this time. Hello. Bad connection. I know, Steve. I appreciate you being here, but I'll say it again. I'm streaming off my phone. I'm doing this off my phone. We had a great 50 minutes where we had a ton of people. And then shit went south because my phone died. Consistency removes our dependence on YouTube and other media online. If we know your start time at 11 Eastern Standard Time, I don't need YouTube emailing me. Exactly, Professor Bear. That's my whole plan. Stop yelling at us, Big Bear. I'm being passionate, Ray. Listen, Amy says the same shit sometimes. She's like, stop yelling at me. I'm like, I'm just excited. She's like, stop beating me. I'm like, I'm really excited. All right. Oh, and do you ever do shows in Elmira or Ithaca? I live just south of the New York border in Pennsylvania. I have a bunch of times, but not in a while. And now I'm Pacific Northwest. Hey, Big Bear, congrats on the new house. Glad you and your family are safe and together. Missed you a few of your vids. I work full-time catching up. Love it, Destroyer Bear. Oh, and also, subscribe Why Didn't They Laugh on iTunes or Stitcher. If you want just the audio, if you're working, because I listen to shit all the time when I'm doing stuff or driving. So that's a good move as well if you can't watch these. I swear I'm not imagining this. My puppy Opie was playing with my husband, heard you, and now is with me listening. My foot is broken. Thanks for streaming. Sorry about your foot. It's on Spotify now too. Sweet. Oh yeah, and my first two album or Feed the Bear and I think Feed the Bear is a couple of them are now on iTunes. I think some of my specials just got put on iTunes and a couple other places. Oh, and the Amish are messing with your internet. I know. The Illuminamish. Because they know I know that they know I know. I'm going to take these down and cut them up into one and re-upload it later. Because I know this is probably just a fucking disaster. All right. Peter says, love the new set. Put this toward the tractor. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I definitely want a tractor. It's a no-brainer. Dumpy Bear, I think it's hilarious that Eric Weinstein is doing stand-up comedy now. I guess the intellectual dark web is expanding its quote-unquote brand. Eric caught the comedy bug from Dave Rubin, obviously. That's understandable. Dave's a funny guy and has a big audience, but Dave is not the same talent level as someone like Owen Benjamin. So I think Eric has a lot of balls telling someone like Owen that he can't be his friend because it hurts his brand. Listen, I was sharing that with you guys. I like Eric a lot. He's a good dude. But yeah, it's gay. It's gay. It's just gay. It's not evil or bad or fucking. It's just gay. Especially because they don't even understand the fucking real comedy world. And the funny thing is I was better for him than he was for me. Motherfucker loves comedy and all that. He would call me and we'd talk for like hours. And then he said I was too chaotic or like that my perception of people perceive me weird or some shit. I'm like, buddy, fuck you, man. All right, I'll keep reading this. Especially if he wants to get into comedy in today's vicious SJW climate. Yep, you can't. You literally, it's almost like when a kid's having a tantrum. Don't yell at him. Don't hit him. You just ignore him. It's like they don't fucking exist in that moment, you know? And you got to be that way with the SJWs. You got to just be like, nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. And to adhere to any of their demands is to fucking lose. And it's like, I mean, yeah, some of these dudes getting into stand-up, it's like I'm so supportive of these people, too. And it's like they have the easiest crowds you can imagine at this point. It's just a ton of people that fucking love them so much and are just there like, yeah, okay, Eric Weinstein, go into a fucking comedy club that's full, but less than half of the people even know who the fuck you are, and some of them are having a bad night. And the check drops where they have to pay for shit that they didn't know they had to pay for. You know, the drinks were $9 and not $3 because they assumed fucking top shelf. Make them laugh through that and then get a standing ovation, you fuck. Is that bad for your brand? Dude, I've been through so much hellfire in comedy that, like, I see these people. And it's just like that Netflix special with that pear-shaped lesbian where she's like, I don't even do comedy anymore, and everyone just claps. No, you got to go into a room. It's like Norm MacDonald. The reason Norm MacDonald is so fucking funny is because he's a nightclub comedian. Like, you go into a place where people aren't rooting for you. They're not, like, Dave Rubin is opening for Jordan Peterson. Like, Jordan Peterson has saved people's lives emotionally, spiritually. There's people there that would, like, die for them. And so that's not a normal crowd. And dude, no one's more supportive than me. You guys have known this, that I've said that Dave Rubin has a bright future in comedy and how much I love Eric Weinstein and all that shit. But it's like, if you're going to tell me that I'm too rough around the edges and that your fucking intellectual dark web branding, it can't be associated with someone as controversial as me, good fucking luck in comedy. By the way, quote me where I'm racist. Quote me where I'm fucking whatever. You can't. It's just perception. It's the in-group, out-group shit. And by the way, my in-group is the whole fucking country. These people are so retarded, man. They think that, like, the average person thinks these things. the amount of support I have is insane. And the amount of like lives I relate to on a normal basis, the average person can't fucking stand this SJW bullshit. But these people only like rub elbows with other cocktail fucking retards where they're just like, I mean, he's really funny, but he's so problematic. Is he problematic? He's problematic. He's problematic. Is he problematic? I just think he's problematic. You know, he's a brilliant guy. I mean, dude, the motherfuckers used my phrases, like indoor cat and stuff. Dude. And I told him that, like, I was fine with it because I loved what he was doing, him and his brother. The indoor cat shit. There was another one, too, that they used where he was like, it was brought to their attention that I had already fucking done it. What's up, Water Bear? Owen leads from the front. Yeah, and then in 2 years, and the thing is the Weinstein brothers know all this shit. That's one reason why I like them so much is, and I don't care if they don't like me. I know Brett does. I know Eric does on a level, but I don't base whether or not I like someone on whether or not they like me. There's plenty of people that like me a lot that I can't stand, and there's people that don't like me that I like. And one of the reasons I like the Weinstein brothers is that they see the big picture, that if you're 2 years ahead of schedule, you're a pariah. And they know that, but they also just want to win, I think. And there is no winning in that game. Like, what do? You pretend that you fit in and that, you know, you go along with the nonsense? I don't fucking know. The intellectual dark web. The dark web. But they want to make money off it. I know. Dude, Weinstein coined a phrase. It's so true, but it's also so gay. He called it an economy... The courage market, where people will pay you if you're courageous. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's me. I never even thought of it that way, where people will seriously give you like Patreons and donations and shit just for being courageous in a fucking pussy world, right? But like, that's the difference, is I don't think about it as like a market or like an equation or like an economy. I just do it. I'm like, there's a difference between like artists and non-artists. I swear to God, it fucking drives me a little crazy where I'm like, oh, so you're like figuring out how to get money and power from all of this. It's so gay, man. It's one thing if you're dead broke. Like if you're in a hole and you have kids or some shit, right? I understand people being like, how do I make money? How do I get food? How do I get protection? But if you make, like, if you have a home or if you have a car and food and shit, it's like, do you need more, Piggy? You want things to get better. Exactly. I don't get why people do things just for money. And I'm a huge capitalist, guys. Huge. I think capitalism has raised billions from poverty. It's made people, it's made life a lot more fair. It's decreased the amount of coercion and force that people can put on each other. But at the same time, it's like, why don't people self-regulate and be like, okay, what am I sacrificing to, I don't know. Just in the last few weeks, I've given away like $3,000 to people who fucking need it. I don't think some of these people do those things. I think that they only give away money to fucking put their name on a plaque. What do they think comes from it? Dude, I've known people that have killed themselves in mansions. You know, I used to do a bit about that, whereas when you're rich, you have the same nightmares. You just wake up on sheets with a higher thread count. You know, Julius Caesar, what did he get? A salad. Caesar salad. That's it. He took over all of France. Greatness only comes from not giving a fuck. And branding is... That's why I'll always respect Rogan, because Rogan is the anti-brand. He doesn't have a brand. He's not like, hey, I'm the weed guy, or I'm the fighter guy, or I'm the psychedelic guy, or I'm the guy interested in science, or I'm the comedian. It's just like, he's just a dude. He's just a fucking dynamic dude. I'm getting pissed off. Mike, Thumpy Bear, I think it's hilarious that Eric Weinstein is... Oh, I just read that one. Did I finish it? I don't think I finished. I'm sure I spiraled before finishing it. So I think Eric has a lot of balls telling someone like Owen that he can't be his friend because it hurts his brand, especially... By the way, I kept that to myself for months. It just eventually I was like... Fuck these people. Like, I, you know, in my head, I'm like, I don't want to make him sound like he's gay. But he was serious. And he's being gay. And I don't fucking care, dude. It's like, that's true. And I just, it's just true. It's truth. His brand. Jesus. All right. Whether he is serious about comedy or not, Eric should know. Oh, dude. I just, someone that thinks about branding, imagine, you're so vulnerable on stage. So vulnerable. All it takes is one dude like me in the crowd being like, what's your brand, faggot? Your set's over. You have to boil yourself down to absolutely your core, or else you're so fucking vulnerable. You're so vulnerable. If you're up there just alone in a spotlight, and there's people there that are just want to laugh and they spent money on you, and if someone's just like, that's not your brand, queer, what do you say? You can't. I'm good with hecklers. I can come back at people because I'm coming from, my feet are planted strong. If you're full of shit in any way, you're fucked. You're gone. That's why a lot of these shitty comedians only do sets in front of people that like worship them, and they edit out all the nonsense. Because like, what do you say to that? You say, oh yeah, that is my brand. Or do you say, I don't say that. Yeah, you did. You definitely did. Everyone knows you did. So anyway, my super irreverent joke I'm about to say, no one cares, queer. No one cares, queer. It's over. It's over. Your set's officially over. And I had to face that. It's almost like that that scene in The NeverEnding Story where Atreyu looks into the mirror of what he truly is. I faced that darkness so many fucking times where you're just alone and there's people that hate you. And you have to, it's not about keeping those people. It's about keeping the majority of the crowd and not over executing, not like being too cruel, but also not taking shit and coming from a place where the crowd will have your back. That's happened to me so many times, and it gets to a position where you can't think like that and do comedy. And so it's one thing if it's like, I think that's what it was. I think that's what made me kind of like tell you guys about the branding bullshit. It's one thing if Weinstein's just a mathematician, because I guess that kind of makes sense. If he's branding himself as a mathematician, it's more of a job than a brand. And if he doesn't want to hang out with a guy who sings a song, "That Nigga Stole My Bike," I fucking get that. And that's why I didn't, I even after that, I was still being very nice about the guy. It's if you step into the fucking ring, if you want to be a comedian, okay, let's talk game theory, bitch. Now you're talking about my art form, and it's based around not keeping shit off the table. Everything's on the table. That's why men will mock each other with the most vicious way to show camaraderie. You know, you'll mock each other like about, you know, one of your dads killing themselves or some shit, just to show that everything's on the table, and then it's all good. Let's read some more super chats. But don't think I'm hating on. I will still like people even if they don't like me. I'm not fucking. I try not to be influenced by people liking me or not liking me and my opinion on them. So I'm still supportive of them. But it was hurtful, man. It was hurtful because I even texted him like jokingly. I'm like, remember when we were like becoming really good friends? Teehee. And he was like, yeah, about that. You know, it's a branding issue. And I'm like, you're a fucking asshole. I'm like, you're the one who called me, man. You're the one who would talk to me for fucking hours about shit. Branding. I might not even like people named Brandon at this point. I think it was hurtful because of how much respect I had for him. Where I really thought I was like making friends with like really like a really smart, good dude. But then I was, that's why I'm not, when I use the word pariah, I'm serious. I become an untouchable with certain people. There's certain social classes that can't touch me. And that's the fucking straight up truth. And the fact that I've mocked Sam Harris and shit, the intellectual dark web is like, they're not dark enough for me. I guess I'm darker. I'm the intellectual darkest web. And it's just me and bears. Ah, branding. Jesus. All right. Anyway, let's read some more of these things. Oh, and did you get your free sword from kelvinsword.com? No. Give me a fucking sword, dude. I want a sword, man. Patriot Kane's staff loves you. Oh, sweet. Thanks, Patriot Kane. Bedros. Bedrosian. Armenian Bear, a.k.a. Hairy Bear. Much love, Big Bear. Best of love with the new home. Thank you, brother. You're always invited. The left keeps trying to grasp at straws, but they keep getting outlawed. What, the straws get outlawed? Oh, I'll have to think about that one. I stopped giving a fuck in 2007, have been drug-free ever since, keep working hard, and I can't wait to see Baby Bear. Thanks, Kristen. Big Bear, I need advice. I keep tripping over my massive cock, and I already tried tucking it in my sock, but it chafes. How do you deal with it? It's a battle every day. There's no quick fix. You know, sometimes you coil it up like it's a big league chew. Other times you just deal with it. That's one thing that I think made me so bold. When I'd wear shorts in gym class and people would see, just the majority of my cock would still be visible. And at first the kids would be like, look at Owen and his big cock. What a loser. And I wanted to cower, you know, but instead it just made me stronger where I'm like, that's right. I have a bigger cock than you. That doesn't make me bad. And yeah, I think it turned things around. And I would play little jokes on the other boys. Like I'd be peeing in a urinal, and I'd just take my cock and I'd go three urinals down and I'd throw it in there and I'd be like, now I use your urinal because I can, because I got a monster in my pants. And that turned the tables. That turned the fucking tables. Now they start being like, oh, I guess it's pretty cool to have a big old hammer, huh? And I'm like, damn right it is. Damn right it is. I'm like, I'll use your urinal. And they're like, but you're 38, we're 12. I'm like, so what? What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, it's the deal. I'm here illegally. Does that hurt my brand? Did that joke hurt my brand? What if people don't get sarcasm and really think that I do that? Will that hurt my brand? Will I still be sponsored by Axe Body Spray? Fucking faggots. All right. Janet, got laid off from my job in March, but I never let it get to me. Since then, through sheer positive attitude, I began volunteering with foster kids, met the most amazing woman, and just got interviewed for my dream job. I credit God for putting these opportunities in my path, but the power of a positive attitude is one of the true magics of the world. Not actually Janet, I'm Guy, confirmed. That's hilarious. Dude, that's awesome. It's great to hear. And yeah, the Janet thing was confusing me because I was like, can you name dudes Janet? Evan. Hey, Big Bear, you should do a walk-away testimonial video. Love you and your family. Kilted Bear. What's a walk-away testimonial video? What is that? Do you need a Brand-Aid? That's hilarious, Knox Bear. What's a walk-away testimonial? Email the sword you want, calvinsword.com. I want it, like, just an epic sword. The buffering is killing me. YouTube sucks. Well, I'm going to re-upload this. I'll figure it out. If people think that they can't hurt my feelings because I have such a massive cock, they're always like, oh, you can just tell Owen he's a pariah, and he's a racist and shit. I mean, he doesn't feel anything. Look at that hammer that just drags behind him. But the truth is, I feel even more because the penis is one of the most sensitive parts of the human body. And so I'm mostly sensitive because I'm 90% penis, my body. If I ever got an erection, I would die immediately from loss of blood to my brain. That's why I've never had an erection. Just like the Mexican election. Refresh. Refresh this motherfucker. Shit. Refresh this motherfucker. Let's refresh this motherfucker. Isn't it crazy that some people really talk like that? Yeah, refresh this motherfucker. It's from Philip. Thanks, Philip. Hey, Papa Bear. I'll be in your area from July 25th to August 7th for my cousin's wedding. I'd love to meet up. Have you on my podcast, DNA, aka Dicking Around? That sounds awesome. I don't know if you want me dicking around, bro. As I've just said earlier, I'm crippled by my massive penis. I think it's what this theme is only funny because I'm implying that it's like an 80-inch penis, which is just so cartoonishly preposterous that it's not even like, I don't know. That's just so ridiculous that I think it's still funny. You know what I'm saying? And I can't get a boner or else I'll die. All right, anyway, let me finish reading this. I admire your courage, influence, and resilience. You've turned me on to guys like Dave Smith, Jason Stapleton, and The Works. I understand that you're super busy these days. Actually, not. Like, right now, I'm not very busy at all, to be honest with you. But it'd be awesome to at least meet up over a glass of wine. I know I'm a little soy bitch. Yeah, I don't know. When a dude asks me out for wine, they're probably going to try and suck my dick. All right, just let me know. I'd love to get in contact, keep up the good fight, and God bless. Man Bun Bear. I'm down to hang as long as you don't actually have a man bun and want to drink wine. I'm like a first hang. But I'm down. What is Delev's email? Unbearablecomedy@gmail.com. Oh, and guys, I might be shooting some sketches this weekend too with Artling. So I'm also setting it up so I have... you can see my hands when I play piano. in the future. So send me sketches. The less people needed for the sketches, the better, because I can't really organize a whole shoot right now. But I definitely want to shoot sketches this weekend when Artwin comes up on Saturday. I want to use them as much as I can while I have them, because he can come up on the weekends to shoot with me to increase the production quality of these wonderful streams. Right now, the bit rate, I think it's basically Nintendo first generation bit rate. Man buns are a sign of low T. It's true. I heard that you get low T. Your T drops when your wife's pregnant or having a baby. I heard that. I don't know if that's true. It might be true. Maybe my T's low right now. I haven't beaten a man to death all week. I mean, I really haven't been, like, extra violent this week, so who knows? Somebody's, all right, I need your address. Well, I have a P.O. box now. Ignore Eric Owen. His latest appearance on Ruben demonstrates he is still clinging on to SJW beliefs. He just wants everyone to be friends. I don't like when everyone just wants to be friends. What about the people you don't like or respect? I have no interest in being friends with a lot of people that are like, wait, when people keep trying to say middle ground, I think like centrism and moderate, like a moderate, I'm starting to think that they're almost the most ridiculous of everybody, because they clearly don't actually, they either don't have an opinion or they'll compromise everything they will believe for social approval. I almost think they're the worst, because it's like, I think that me being me can actually have a more honest relationship and friendship with someone who doesn't believe the things I believe, because they know exactly where I stand. I swear to God, I think that a lot of black people feel more comfortable around me because I don't say N-word. I also don't call them niggers. Like, I'm not actually like that guy, but I'm not going to say N-word like I'm five. Like, mama said I can't say N-word. It's so fucking dumb and childish. Like, the word necrophilia is so much more offensive. It means having sex with dead people. N-word, like, necrophilia is so much crazier than, like, a word they used to call slaves that's a dig at, like, saying that you're still a slave. I think that, like, they're not slaves, so it's kind of just, it's just a normal insult. It's just, it's associated with being such a dick that I don't use it, and I'm just way more creative than that. Like, I'll specialize my insults. If I, like black friends of mine, it means that you're really not creative if you just go a hard N. You know what I mean? Jimmy Savile. Yeah, like, why we say pedophilia, but we don't say nigger? It's like pedophilia is sex with children. Why don't we say P-word? Is that not more of an evil? Because then with this whole P-word, K-word, M-word, T-word, all this shit, it's like, yeah, like Shapiro does it all the time. That's why I don't want advertisers. Because he has to be like, well, I mean, you don't hear me say the K word or the N word or the D word, the B word, the P word, grabbed by the P word. It's like, you can say pussy, dude. Just say pussy. We're all grown-ups here. Although I will say this, I'm trying not to swear in front of Walter because I now realize that he understands words. What about the C word? What, concentration camp? What's worse, cunt or concentration camp? You know? What's C word mean? Concentration camp is way more offensive than cunt. Concentration camp is when they put, or communism, yeah, good one. Clam, cookie. Yeah, cookie, if you're diabetic, a cookie is the C word. Because you'll die. Cancer, exactly. Cancer is a way crazier C word. Cyclone B, definitely a C word. You know Cyclone A? You could smell it. That's why they had to make B. And you know, it's also the same guy that made that Jewish. He also saved more people, if you think about it, because they used that to put, I think, nitrates into soil, which has helped feed like a billion people. The same shit. Isn't that interesting? Clitoris is the C word if you're very Muslim. They're not Clintons. That's another C word. Owen, what's the O word? Ostracize. He read that of mine, but not the message about dropping Tress. I don't know what you're talking about, Ryan. What if your neighbors thought Owen was talking to himself? Dude, my neighbor like subscribes to the channel. How awesome is that? Former cop. He was like fucking quoting some of my jokes. I felt very relieved. And he said he's down to do sketches and shit. Yeah, he's wearing a shirt yesterday with the Statue of Liberty holding a fucking AR. And it said, I think it said, Happy Birthday, America. I'm like, okay, I have unbelievable neighbors. Like, our whole street is just full of legends. Just legends. You missed my super chat. This is Robbie. Let me go check that out, my friend. Robbie. I don't see it, buddy. Just let me know what you said, and I'll just read it right now. Just say it in the normal chat. Were there fireworks in my hood? Yeah, big time. My dogs are just spiraling. Where's Robbie? Hit me. I'll go back to the PayPals, too. But I lost some super chats when my stream died. So hit me right now, bud. I'm checking it out. I was going to do a change my mind in the driveway about, I don't know what you're saying. Robo Bear. Make him the head of the Bear Compound Security Service. That'd be hilarious. Sorry, it was probably when the stream dropped. Yeah, so just say what you said, and I'll read it right now. Nimmer's fireworks show was awesome. I didn't see it. I don't have internet. This is off my phone right now, hence the low quality. What do you think of Duncan Trussell? He's a wacky dude. Real wacky. Don't really have an opinion, to be honest with you. Just he's wacky. He's like, hey, man. Whoa, dude. Right on. How crazy are socks? I feel like I haven't done enough drugs to really understand what he's talking about. But I like his childish wonder. Childlike wonder. Childish has a negative connotation. He has a childlike wonder. Where he's like, whoa, a table. Wow. So that's pretty cool. My friend yelled, Make America Great Again at the Ritz fireworks in Laguna. And the lady yelled back, this is California, but Orange County is red. So, I mean, politics are just getting wacky. All right. I'm trying, Robbie. I'm trying to see what you're saying. Oh, and I want to make love to your face. See, this is why I don't prefer the normal chat. I was just saying I appreciate the community you have built, and I'm a writer. Oh, I read this, bud. I'm a writer for UNN, and it gives me purpose, and it's taking me out of the dark place. I have a channel, Robbie Bop Bop. Love you. Oh, yeah, I thought I read that. I don't know, man. There's some dark stream times. I probably talked to myself for a lot longer than anyone wants to admit. But go to Unbearable News Network. Oh, and also unbearableshop.com or unbearablestore.com. We have Reluctant Warlord t-shirts that are fucking sweet. Mike, didn't mean to make you spiral about Eric's brand talk. Oh, I'm not spiraling. It's passion, bro. I'm in control. My point, Eric is actually catering to pro-censorship leftists, which is the opposite of IDW ethos. Right. I mean, here's the thing. When you're, like, right about your instincts, you're right. Like, long-term, the shit that I've, like felt weird about saying, and I'm like, should I even say this? Like, I should just fit in. Always wrong. Always wrong. Always, like, you know what's right and wrong. Like, you know. You get it. The intellectual dark web is fucking gay. The regular chat is funny as shit. I know, it's fun to hang out with, but if I'm like trying to keep a sensible thing going, you know, like one thing will be hilarious and the next thing is like, I want to fuck your mouth. I'm like, Jesus, get off the chat, Dad. Just kidding. Rogan apologized to Alex. Got a feeling Alex don't want a hug. Good for Rogan. They've been friends since like 95, dude. They're fine. No, I was just trying to do a joke. My dad doesn't actually, I mean, come on, guys. There's no way the world's gotten that crazy that people think that that's real. I'm new here. How do I become a bear? Isn't that the question? I feel like the Diaz episode might be really good. I'm going to listen to that. Now I'm tearing Civil War statues, and I know why. Because I went left. Because I went left. Don't bother commenting on this, because I'm about to take all these down and re-upload it together. But because I went left is hilarious, if we want to put that together. Go to the forest, fight a bear, skin it, wear the skin. Exactly, water bear. You have to kill a bear with your bare hands. Owen, when do you plan on fixing your hair? You were such a cute boy. Jesus. See, that's why I like Super Chats. No one would even pay a dollar to say something like that. I'm not insulted at all. It's just I was being called a cute boy. I don't know. Someone was creepy about that. When am I going to fix my hair? I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with my fucking hair. What, am I going to my JCPenney photo shoot? I kissed a bear and I liked it. Shave my head? I should. Well, I'm a lesbian Wolverine. How am I supposed to be lesbian Wolverine if I have a nice haircut? All right, let me double check the PayPals. And then I'm going to take George to his play date. And Amy has another doctor's appointment. ladies, if you can, try not to have any complications in your pregnancy. If you can, if you're in charge of that at all mentally, because then you will have to literally go have an appointment like every day forever. Hey, Big Bear, I'm intrigued when you said intellectual dark web is kind of gay. I somewhat have the same opinion. I just can't put it into words at first. It's like when in high school, the cool kids didn't say they're cool. Nobody says they're cool. It's just implied in the environment they're in that they are cool. That's the exact opposite of intellectual dark web, isn't it? Ruben, Shapiro, Harris, and JBP all embrace the IDW thing. But they also can't define it, and they do try to define it. But why? It's also weird because Ruben is the most giddy about the intellectual dark web. I do not understand why. Eric Weinstein seems to be the most insecure out of the IDW bunch, and he's the person who coined the phrase intellectual dark web. I'm not saying he's not credible nor smart, but I have the feeling he was the one of the kids that was weird but wanted to be cool, and now he's got the chance. He's creating a club of intellectuals, and he decides who's in or out of the club. That is gay. Haha. Anyway, I might be wrong about all this. You're not. You're not wrong. It's exactly what it is. I'm 70% negative about the term because it's like the beginning stages of the mainstream media on the internet. Exactly. Exactly. Like the intellectuals who don't really care about the average person but extremely hate the successful. I'm not saying the individuals in the IDW are like that. Neither am I. Everyone knows Jordan Peterson is as close to a hero as I have. So obviously I'm not saying that either. But it's gay. It's so fucking gay. The term has that kind of weight into it. I like Rogan's approach. He acknowledges it, but he doesn't mind if he's in it or not. And he said to Ruben that he doesn't participate in the WhatsApp group someone, probably Eric Weinstein, created. You don't need to read this out loud. All right, let me read this real quick. Welcome, very charming bear. Keep being funny. All right, thank you. Yeah, everything you just said was right on. It was right on point. Yeah, it's like you're not allowed in our group. Well, the whole reason people like you fucking assholes is because you're not like that. As soon as you start being exclusive and weird and gay, no one's going to give a flying fuck what you have to say. Hi, Owen. In one of your streams, you mentioned your bro... Oh, I read that one already. I remember that one. I think I'm caught up. I probably missed some that were sent to me not during the streams, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, apparently. And I think I'm caught up with the Super Chats. You know, our low stream quality definitely affected. Eric looks like he should be on Stranger Things. Love Molyneux, Peterson, Kumia, McGinnis. Great lineup. Yeah, I'm doing Molyneux tomorrow. IDW, more like IDK. Well said, Dankman 500. Owen, did you see the kid that get assaulted at the Whataburger for wearing a MAGA hat? No, but it does not subscribe me at all. Or it does not surprise me. The SJW Dems are very good at propaganda. The ones in college take classes on that. That's a very good point. The leftists called them the IDW. They just took it and ran with it in spite of them. Don't give them too much grief for turning it on them. Well, Kikia, I give them grief because Eric Weinstein said that I was bad for his fucking brand. And that's gay. So, fine. Enjoy the IDW. And by the way, I don't even think that's the mainstream media did not call them that. So should I call myself a Nazi because the mainstream media called me a Nazi? Is that the fun way for me to own it? Oh, no, that's not really what happened. They didn't call him the intellectual dark web. What fucking mainstream media would ever call them that? Who would ever call them that? It sounds cool. The intellectual dark web. There's no fucking way that that was like an insult the mainstream media attempted at hurling at them. No, 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 no. I think IDW meme is almost exclusively Eric Weinstein and Ruben branding. Harris, Peterson, and Shapiro hardly mention it, and I'm thinking they low-key have the same reaction that it's dumb. That's interesting. Yeah, I'll talk about anything. That's the thing, is I'm low. I never, ever am the type of dude that's like, oh, this is beneath me. I'll fucking talk about anything. I'll talk shit. I'll be petty. I'm just not into the... I'm a comedian, man. Like, I'm an actual fucking comedian. I'm not one of these dudes. I'm not, like, doing comedy to get to the next level of my career. You know, because really my dream is not just to tell jokes, but I want to really matter. No, I had to really matter briefly because I was being fucking attacked. I didn't care about politics until politics cared about me. And then I fought the good fight, and I'm still fighting the good fight. But I'm a comedian. It's like, I'll talk shit about dumb shit. Like, the IDW. Are you jealous that you're not part of the IDW? Is that why you call it gay? Let me really think about that. No. Because in articles, I've been said that I'm in the IDW. But no, that's clearly not it. I'm not motivated by that. I'm upset that I think the friendship I had with Eric, that bums me out. That bums me out. That, like, you know, I'm too full of chaos. It's fucking gay. But that's such a gay thing to say too, though. Now that I'm starting to think about it, where it's like, are you just jealous that you're not one of them? It's like, gay. When are you going to fix your hair, haha, from Roy Bear? Jesus, things are going south fast. I just don't think I'm dark enough for the dark web. I think they're racist against whites. I like how you took a second to really try and find your motivations. That was cool. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a valid question. I mean, there probably is an element of that where I really felt like more camaraderie. I felt camaraderie with some of those dudes. And to feel excluded because I'm actually doing what they fucking claim to be doing is, it stung. So there's definitely an element of that. But, you know, it's not a major motivator. I'm blocked from your Instagram. Was it something I said? No, I've never blocked anyone on Instagram. I've never blocked a single person on it. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I have. When it's like those zero followers, zero following people being like, we're going to rape your wife. Like those people, I will block, but I didn't block any normal people. Hi. I'll do one more coffee. Yeah, I'm almost done. Does the dark web have a plethora of bikes? I think so. Stop saying gay so much and maybe you'll be IDW. You're gay, Steven. You're gay. Gay, 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 gay. Everyone's gay. I made Amy laugh. Yeah. Want to say hi to the peeps?
Sure. Hi, peeps.
Amy, what do you think about me saying gay?
I don't typically like it. I think you can choose better words.
You're gay.
I know you just she's had a gay. Thing with using all words, so.
She's being gay.
The more you say Owen can't say something, the more he'll just say it, so I've learned to just drop it.
Gay.
Yeah.
How do you like the new spot?
I love it. It's so serene. I just got us a new washer and dryer because it did not come with one like we had thought it would, but so it's exciting.
That's cool.
Yay. All right, I love you.
I love you too. I'm going to wind down here and then I'll take George to his play date.
Sweet.
All right, cool. Oh, and don't say it. Your wife is gay. Don't tell me what to do, Nick S. All right. She's gay happy. It's just a dumb word. Gay is a great word. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm sorry if I've blown up the bear phone enough with the bear phone's been off all week. Sorry. The bear phone got to the point when it was getting pretty wild. I'm sorry if I've blown up the bear phone enough with this, but I feel like you should check out Often Hard to Believe by Nicole Mitchell. I shall. All right. Peace, gays. Don't even worry about hitting the like. Just, I'm going to re-upload this and then on that one, hit the like button and spread it because, you know, don't be gay. All right, much love, everybody. Good hang. I know I'm a little ornery today. You know, I have an 80-inch penis.